Hey everyone, this is Mary Ventress, and I just wanted to give you an encouraging word today. I want to start out in 1 Thessalonians 5:11. Wherefore, comfort yourselves together and edify one another, even as also ye do. The Amplified Version says, therefore, encourage and comfort one another and build up one another, just as you are doing. The Message Bible says, God didn't set us up for an angry rejection, but for salvation by our Master Jesus Christ. He died for us, a death that triggered life. Whether we awake with the living or asleep with the dead, we're alive with Him. So speak encouraging words to one another. Build up hope so you'll all be together in this, no one left out, no one left behind. I know you're already doing this. Just keep on doing it. You know, I'm reminded of the story of David, how he started out as a shepherd and ended up as a prisoner. Then he ends up as the king. If God can take David from point A to point B with no problem, how much better, you know, do you think He can do for you with the Holy Spirit guiding us and leading us? You know, just put your trust and faith in the Lord. And I believe that He is going to lead you into a better season, just trusting, because He will bring you through those rough times. You know, don't keep your eye on the situation. Put your eye on Jesus. And I know that sounds easy for me saying it, but it happens over time. He changes us. He molds us. He creates us to be stronger, better, and do more for Him than we started out doing. So I'd just like to pray for you right now, and just give you, encourage you to pray for one another. Intercessory prayer is a gift. You know, we need to work on that. We need to step up and pray for one another, because every one of us knows someone who could use a prayer today. So Heavenly Father, I just want to pray for our listeners, Lord, wherever they are, whatever they're going through, Lord Jesus, whatever obstacle they're facing, trial, temptation, whatever it may be, Lord, I pray that You would come into their life right now and make a change. Give them the peace that they seek. Give them the direction that they're asking for. Just teach them to ask You, Father God. Show them the asking, and they shall receive in the name of Jesus. I pray for each and every person listening. I pray for each and every person in this studio. Guide us and direct us, Heavenly Father. Make us the head and not the tail, the first and not the last, Lord. We love You, we glorify You, and we thank You for loving us, Lord. In Jesus' holy name we pray, amen. I just want to say, we want to see great things for you. We want to see you accomplish all of the things that you have set your mind to. And the fastest and best way to do that is through our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Trust Him in all your ways, and you will succeed. I just love you, and I'll be praying for all of you, and just be encouraged today in the Lord.